3, JCA, monitoring 610. Safari Mobile.
DJC.
Doing pretty good. Full of fried shrimp. I had for lunch today, so on the way home now. And hey, what you up to today?
Pizza for the lunch today. No shrimp. I'd love to have some fried shrimp today. Sounds good. Got a little rain this morning for a change. It rained for about an hour or so, which was surprising, but needed. Other than that, I haven't been doing anything today.
And last night, it rained at my place last night into the morning. I don't know how much I got. I didn't look at the gauge when I left out this morning, so. But it was wet all over at my house last night. Not soaking wet, but wet, so that was good. And, yeah, I went to the Blue Bay for some lunch today and had their fried shrimps, their lunch special on Sunday, so. Anyway, had church this morning and everything else. Now I'm headed home. Gonna do a little bit of clean up around in my radio room, computer room this afternoon. I gotta take stacks of paper and do something with it. Just passed a place over here on one of the roads. Come through here. It has a sign that says "Blacksmith Lessons" out in front of it. How about that? Somebody's teaching other people to be a blacksmith. Good job.
There's work to be done. Blacksmiths are really good ones are in demand, believe it or not. They do a lot of wrought iron stuff, and you know, blacksmith, a lot of people teach forging for these people that build these, make these hand forge these knives. That's big money if you know how to do that right.
You gotta really have an idea of what you're doing and be aware of it. So yeah, I'm sure of that. I've seen these guys on TV do that show that where they forge the knives and swords and all that stuff out of there, and that's a lot of work to do in that. But you got to know what you're doing when you're doing it.
A lot of the new guys that are doing it don't, you know, they use these hydraulic hammer forges where they just, you know, where they just beat it, you know, with a hammer forge, which, you know, about a 20 or 30 ton forge and a hammer. They call them little giants is what they, you know, if you can find when they're older. But a lot of guys that do it professionally use those, but to hit a good blacksmith anvil will cost you, you know, whether they weigh 400, 500, 600 pounds, those things will bring upwards of $3,000 or $4,000 if you can find a good old one.
Where did I see one? A couple of years ago, I saw something on, I was watching something on TV, and they were talking, it was on one of the old Dirty Jobs shows. They were talking, Mike Rowe was talking with a guy. He was out at a blacksmith stop place, and he was learning to be a blacksmith, or a blacksmith helper anyway. And they were talking about what it cost to set up a good facility with the anvil and the forge and all the stuff, you know, all the stuff for doing it, the heating and everything else, and setting it all going. He said the easy lightweight start, the guy told him a lightweight start would be about $25,000. If you want to go with all the deluxe setup, it's about $45,000. He said for about $25,000 you can get a good setup going as a blacksmith. I thought, not my job.
A lot of horseshoes to get over that kind of startup cost. I know there's one or two guys I know that are knife makers, and they always, you know, whenever they travel through the country, they always look for yard sales or where people have an auctions, because a lot of times I pick up, you know, an anvil or two, but you know, those old anvils, excuse me, they don't make anything like that anymore. You have to find the old ones, and the old ones, you know, weigh so much and they're so hard to transport. You have to drive, you know, 400 or 500 miles to find one, and even then they don't, you know, they're expensive. But it's just like anything else, Rusty. I guess it takes money to make money.
Yeah, it does. Well, I'm going to jump out here a minute because I've got to stop and get me some go juice to go in this car. And I got to swing around here. Now there's a pump open. It's my guess. Tank is on the right hand side. You got all these people that are on the left hand side, and they jump in the place where I get it. So, anyway, I'm here. Let me jump out and pump a little go juice. I'll catch you later. N4DJC, W2T.
N4DJC, have a good afternoon, Rich. Good talking to you. 73.